Sam and Richard, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, Jane.
So nice to have you here. An exhibition with an unusual premise has just opened at Studio San Giuseppe Art Gallery at the College of Mount St. Joseph. It's called Confluence, Partnership and Creativity. And the idea is to present work by creative partners, and work by the two of you is not only included, but the inspiration for the show, I think, was yours, Pam?
Yes, after talking with other artist friends, there are people who have a longevity in the arts. We were having dinner with Terry Kern and David Umbenauer, and Terry has illustrated a book cover of Dick's Lives of the Poem, and Dick and Dave have been printing letterpress together at the Art Academy, and we realized that this was just part of friendships and collaborations, and we started naming artists, poets that we knew who worked together. And how our reading, how our friendship, how our explanations of new work inspired each of us to keep working, to get back in the studio ourselves, to try new things. And it really took off from there. I presented the idea to the gallery director, Jerry Bellis, at Mount St. Joseph, and he was intrigued. He loves couple shows in the first place. And here was the possibility of doing eight couples in one big show.
Richard, you're best known as a words man, and I've been familiar with your poetry longer than with your poetry cum art. Yes. So what was your reaction to Pam's idea?
Oh, I thought, you know, this is great. We talk so much and share so many ideas over our dinner table and over our gardens. And when Dave and Terry became a part of our talk and discussion, Terry's work immediately seemed to match up with some of the energy in some of my poems. And she saw that, and she did a whole series of tiles back in 2004, 2005, some of which became the cover of Lives of the Poem. And since then, we've done a couple of other things. And then Dave was the natural because I started to take letterpress printing down at the Art Academy. He was the teacher. He's married to Terry. So all of these connections began to just kind of boil and seethe a little bit. And we just, hardly without any serious planning, fell into some collaborations.
Hmm. So it wasn't difficult to find enough couples to make a show?
Not at all. In fact, there were ones that, for one reason or another, couldn't be part of it. But I think you'll find some beloved Cincinnati artists in this lineup. Peg Rhine, papermaker, and Stu Golder, who has always worked in gold, is now going to show for the first time his cloisonné. Barry Anderson and Diane Kruer. He's professor emerita at NKU. Steve Fink and Anna England are also from NKU. Friends of Dave and Terry's that they have collaborated with are our out-of-towners. Ron and Ginger are from Florida. Gil Stengel and Yuki Moreau are from Burlington, Kentucky, a pair of potters that have been working in a partnership for a long time and recently built a Woodkill. And we have an atypical couple. They are not married, but they formed a partnership in graduate school, and they are studio partners, creative partners, and they collaborated in part on their MFA shows at UC, Cynthia Gregory and Christian Schmidt. And Cynthia's in the library services at Mount St. Joseph. And we thought that although it was outside of some of the dynamic of this group, that it was a good example for our students of how deep friendships formed in undergraduate and graduate school can lead to real productivity and to jumpstart that work after the MFA show is over.
I'd like to know how the two of you work together.
Well, Pam is an avid reader of poetry. I mean, she uses it in her teaching, and I think it translates into just her artistic vision of things. As a poet, I sometimes share things. We're going to do another show that will bring together her pots and my poetry in a much more even direct way. So in Lives of the Poem, for example, the book which Terry's illustrations provide cover for, I also have passages in there where I'm analyzing poems or talking about the creative process that come from Pam's reading. So we just sort of fertilize one another with our readings and our work, and it's just this kind of constant give and take.
Well, Pam, do you have anything to add to that?
I do. All of the produce that comes into the house, if it's flowers or vegetables, a lot of that goes into my functional work. Mm-hmm. How would you serve it? How would you place it? How would you arrange it? In recent years, I've been following a body of work that's really based on the forms. And the inspiration of the life force in these plant forms has evolved into pots. And so I think partly what I do, partly what he does, but I can't stress enough how much reading goes into both of our work and inspiration. The name confluence, things coming together, rivers coming together, people and energy coming together. A couple of years ago, I hit on the word efflorescence, which means to bloom. And I did a whole show at the Carnegie Art Center based on forms, ceramic forms that bloomed. Not ceramic flowers or little tchotchkes, but inspired by that effort it takes to bud forth.
And I would say also that the notion of biophilia, which Pam and I have been tossing around for a while, it was first put forth by psychologist Eric Fromm, but then elaborated on by the famous naturalist E.O. Wilson. And it's a belief that we are naturally attracted as human beings to living systems and to life forms. And I certainly feel that among my rose in the garden. I've always been a person who loved animals and gathered them up. And so this biophilia that I think is expressed in Pam's biomorphic pots, certainly in my writing, is one of the philosophical, psychological, artistic grounds that we share.
Well, I want to congratulate you on Confluence, Partnership and Creativity at Mount St. Joseph's Studio San Giuseppe Art Gallery, open now and running through March 26th. Thanks so much, Pam and Richard, for coming in to talk with us about it.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you.
Happy to be here.
We've been talking with Pam Cordy and Richard Haig, partners in life and in art. For more information on the exhibition, see the link at wvxu.org. For Round Cincinnati, this is Jane Durrell.